All right, guys. So I guess the flip side of Mitzvah Sner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hiad Ma'od, is like, you know, the wistfulness of Zos Chanukah, you know, and, parting is such sweet sorrow. So we try to really savor the Mosar Hashemin, as it were. It really is, a very special thing. It's a special thing to spend it with you guys, as we've been making our way through Masechta Psachim. Okay, so the issue that we were discussing was Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim, Ner Sheshavas, the issue of Ma'orei Ha'esh B'motzae Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara says, "V'inu kiman savrua ki adam Rabbi Yamin bar Yafes, Amr Rabbi Yochanan mevarchen al ha'or be'mimotzei Shabbos be'mimotzei Yom HaKippurim v'chein amadavar." That always means that's the nohag sheba'am. Meisvein mevarchen al ha'or lel be'motzei Shabbos hold chilas b'yasahu v'kevan sheroa mevarich miad. Right, so we've been discerning all of these Chanukah connections, right? The birchas haroa, you know. You got to be careful, you know, when you're on your way home and you see, you know, somebody else's, you know, Ner Chanukah, really, you know, that should be Mechayev, a Birchas Haroa. So in any event, as soon as you see the or, you would make the bracha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer is Sodran al Hakos. So just like we do it, you know, we're Mesader all of the brachos, Bishas Hadlaka. So Rabbi Yehuda's Shita was that you're Mesader everything al Hakos, in other words, an Abdallah. V'am Rabbi Yochanan. Joey, you're going to get very dizzy. Okay. Joey's running around the table. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, that this is what we do. The Gemara says, Lokasha kan be'or sheshavas. This relates to an or that rested over Yom Kippur. Kan be'or hayotzi min ha'etzim umin ha'avanim. As opposed to an or which is created right there, let's say after Shabbos. I'm going to show you Rashi in just a second. Tanichad or yotzi min ha'etzim min avadim mevarechen alav. Tanichad in mevarechen alav lokasha kan b'motzai Shabbos. You're obviously mevarech on that in motzai Shabbos. Kan b'motzai Yom HaKippurim, motzai Yom HaKippurim. Right, the nature of the Ma'orei Ha'esh is fundamentally different. You're not commemorating the creation of fire itself, which we'll get to later in the Amud. But what you're really doing is saying, you know, there's no way I could have done this malacha over Yom Kippur. So if you take a look at Rashi here, so Rashi says, Be'or sheshavas, the second line in Rashi, Shahaya b'shabbos, shadalak hayom, mikol makom mimlechas aveira shavas, shadalak beheter, kigon shalchaya, v'shalchola, oner shehidlik me'erev Yom HaKippurim, mevarchen af b'motzai Yom HaKippurim, dahai bracham mishum didaber chidish ulo, shalonena min ha'or hayom. Right, Shabbos Shabboson, Shabbos min hamalacha, Shabbos min hamasim, kiyum haguf. So it's really fascinating. Is that Rashi here is mashve two very different things, you know, within one presentation. Right, Rashi says a ner sheshavas biyom haKippurim dahainu. Right, that it was lit beforehand. He's fundamentally equating that with a fire that was lit on Yom Kippur, but for purposes of a chaya or a chola, right, a chola mesukan. So Rashi is giving you a very strong hutra formulation, right? Otherwise, if it was dechuya, you wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say that. You would say, you know, there's a malacha here, but obviously, you know, you did the right thing because it was a malacha that you needed to do. Rashi is giving you a hutra formulation. He's saying, you know, this is the equivalent, right? Chedalak beheter, right? This is the equivalent of lighting it, you know, me'erev Yom HaKippurim atzmo. A very important Rashi for that entire discussion. The Rambam, Dechuya Hi Shabbos, Eisol Sakanis Nefashos, it sounds more like Hutra. The Magid Mishnah there, etc. Okay. Rebbe Mefazron, so again, Rebbe wasn't necessarily Mesader, the Brachos together in Havdalah, Bisamim over here, and Borei Moresha over there, Rebbe Chia. Machnesan, Rabbi Chia, his Talmud gathered everything together. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdim, Yavav Yishe Rabbi Mefazron, Choser V'Sodron Alkos, Kedei Lahotzi Banav of Nebeis. So the Rabbi was ready to make Havdalah for his family, so he organized everything. So now the Gemara challenges. V'or b'motzoi Shabbos Ibri, V'hatan Yasar Dvarim Nivru B'erav Shabbos Bin Hashmashos Eluhain, the Be'er, Be'er Shamil Miriam, Man, the Keshes, you know, the Keshes Be'anan, Ksav u'mechtav, Rashi says, he brings a few deos, Rashi settles on the idea that Ksav is the actual Tzuras Ha'osios, right, the Aleph base. U'mechtav is the implement through which they are written, V'haluchos, V'kivro Shel Moshe, U'ma'arash Abed Mamoshe of Eliyahu, which is a really fascinating thing, that Moshe and Eliyahu are exactly in the same place, right, V'samtich V'nikras Hatzur, Eliyahu, of course, you know, when he was running away from Achav and Izebel, Malachah Po Eliyahu. So a very fascinating thing that they were all in the same place. Psichas Piyatam, Psichas Piyaretz, Livloa Esarishayim, the Adas Karach, or Minacham Yomer, Misham Aviv, Afa Or, Veha Pered. Fire and Pered. More on that later. The Mule, Rabbi Yoshua, Misham Aviv, Afa Ayil, right, Timuras Yitzchak, Veha Shamir, the worm that we use to carve out the stones of the base of Mikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afa Tzvas, the tongues that would be used this is what the Mishnah says, Tzvas b'tzvas asuya, the tongues that would be used to produce a set of tongues. Avta tzvas, hu ayomer tzavta b'tzavta misavda, right, that it would have to be made by tongues, right, it's an implement that's used in fire. B'tzavta kavaisa manavala libirya b'dei shamayim hi. So it has to be that it's something that Hashem created. So amalai efshar yasena b'tzvus v'ikba'ena kevan, that maybe you could make a mold, and then make the tongues right away. Haloi birya bidei adam hi. So that would mean that it was a birya bidei adam. Lakasha ha be'or didan. Ha be'or digehenim. Or didan be'motzai Shabbos. Or digehenim be'erev Shabbos. Again, to answer the original question of the Gemara, we're saying that the or that we have, fire that we have, is actually from motzai Shabbos. The or that sholei gehenim is erev Shabbos. Again, just the tzad ha-shabbos of everything on this list, these are things that are by definition miraculous. And the point really seems to be about these Asara Dvarim, we're always trying to say that Ein Chadash Tachas HaShamash. In fact, Rashi quotes it here, in his comment on Pered, that we don't want things to deviate from the, you know, basic laws of nature. So the best thing to say is that they were really built into nature itself, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to overturn the Darchei HaTeva because these supernatural elements were actually built into Teva itself. You know, Erev Shabbos bein Hashmashos. Okay, v'or digehenim bein Shabbos ivri v'atanya shivadvarim nivru kodem shenivra olam ve'eloin Torah tshuva gan Eden gehenim kisei kavod beis hamikdash shmo shem Mashiach. Torah dechsev Hashem kanani reishes darko tshuva dechsev v'terem harim yigladu ksev tashev edno shadaka v'tomer shuvnei adam gan Eden dechsev v'yit Hashem okim gan beiden mi kedem gehenim dechsev k'eruch me'esmal tipatek kisei kavod. So I just wanted to make a comment about this, that these things we talk about, Shivadvarim Nivru Kodem Shinivra Ha'olam, it means that basically the world was inconceivable without Torah. The world was inconceivable without tshuva, which is an idea that I love. It's like, you know, reminiscent of the Gemara at the end of Yuma, like Gedola tshuva. The human beings are just not capable. Lo nisna Torah, lo malachei hasharis. So tshuva was built into the world. I think I spoke about that this year, you know, the first night of Slichos, that tshuva was a prerequisite for the creation of the world, right? It's not like, you know, Aivei, you know, we're going to need tshuva now. Right? That was always part of the equation. You know, this is Hashem Elokim. You know, Hashem wanted to create the world Midas Adin. He saw that we weren't going to be able to withstand that kind of scrutiny. So, you know, Midas Harachamim. There are other things here too, right? The idea of, you know, Beis HaMikdash, that Hashem would be, you know, Mashkin Shemo Banu, and redemption, Shemo Shel Mashiach. All these things, I think, are very powerful ideas, that they were prerequisites from the very creation of the world. So Imre Chalalahu de Nivra, Kodem Shinivra Ha'olam. So the Chalal of Gei Hinom was, you know, before the world was even created. That, you know, makes it sound like it's a very low place. V'or Didei Be'erev Shabbos. But the fires that would rage in Gehenim, you know, Dante's Inferno, that came on Erev Shabbos. V'or Didei Be'erev Shabbos, Evi Ratan Reb Yossi Omer, Or Shebar Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Sheni V'Shabbos, Ein Lo Kevi'al Yolam, Shenemar V'Yitzu, V'yatzu v'ra'u, excuse me, v'figri anashim ha'poshim bi, this is the last pasuk in Yeshayahu, ki tol asam lo samus, v'yisham lo sikaveh, v'am rabbi b'nai, breder rabbi ula, mipnei malu ne'mar, ki tov b'sheni b'shabes, mipnei shenivar bo'or shel gehenim, So it sounds like really the fire wasn't created on Erev Shabbos, it's created on Monday. This is the alternative, right? Rashi quotes the alternative Medrash. But what does Rashi say famously, Kivi? Why does it not say Kitov on Yom HaSheni? Because
that's when Gehenna was created.
Well, that's what the Gemara says. But what's the Rashi quotes, you know, Allah Torah, you know, that's why, you know, Nachi, go ahead.
It wasn't complete yet.
Yeah, exactly. Right, Hashem does not engage in grade inflation, unlike, you know, undergraduate programs across the nation. So he wasn't going to give himself a keto for an incomplete. Right? He just gave himself an incomplete, which I like. So this is the other idea, right, that Hashem wasn't so thrilled about having to create, you know, the fires of Gehenna. We can understand, you know, Melech Chafetz Bachayim. Enough said. So in any event, Minei Shaliver Bo Or Shal Gehenna. Remember, Blazer, Alpha Bishal Nehemar, Bo Keto, Chazer, Kalo Bishishi, Shanemar, So Rashi makes a comment here, right, that chazer chalo, that in the broader scheme of things, it really is tov, lefisha rishonim nidonim bo. Tzedek is good, justice is good, right? I mean, it's unfortunate that some people have to be the recipients of justice, but, right, you know, hashofet kol ha'aretz lo yasem mishpat, we're looking for, you know, tzedek Hashem b'chol drachav v'chassid b'chol ma'asav. Okay. Excellent. So Shinamar Vayokim is called Sharasav, Yinei Tov Ma'od. By the way, that on that pasuk is where we have in the Bereishis Rabbah, famously Rabbi Meir is saying, so Hamisa, right, Maves, that too is Tov Ma'od, it allows the world to be regenerated and be created. So again, the Gemara responds, Ela Chalala Kodem Shinivra Ha'olam, right, the vacuum, so to speak, was there before the world was created. V'ordidei b'sheni b'shabbos. Right, the fire was actually created on sheni b'shabbos. V'ordidan, the fascinating gemara, b'machshav ali dibaris b'erev shabbos, Hashem is going to do it himself, and then he created like a makom lihiskad there for human beings. V'lo nivrad motzei shabbos. The Tanya Rabbi Yosi Omer shnei dvar malu b'machshav ali dibaris b'erev shabbos, lo nivrad motzei shabbos. This is why we do Havdalah, Bechonin Hadas, right? It's reflection, right? Bein Or Lachoshech, Me'ein Dugma Shomalo, Ve'hevi Shnei Avavim, Ve'tachanan Zo Bazo, Ve'yotze Me'hen Or, right? The anthropologists will have a field day with this. Ve'hevi Shnei Behemos, Ve'herkiv Zo Bazo, Ve'yotze Me'hen Pered, right? So that he was able to take two different Behemos, the Chamor and the Sus, and to create the first mule. Again, normally we would think about that like as a crime against nature, right? The Sefer Achinoch on Kilayim, right? The Ramban has a very similar idea as well. But be that as it may, here the Gemara gives a more positive presentation of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to engage in Malacha. So he gave us the idea that Motzai Shabbos, he gave Adam Harishon, Nitzitzabo, right? This Das Elyon, to be able to, you know, take the raw materials of the Sheshes Yimei Hamasa, of the, you know, Yimei Bereishis, and to take matters one step further. I think that Lefi Hapshat, that's really what it means, by in terms of Havara, right? Lo Sevaru Eish, B'chol Moshe Sechem Yom HaShabbos, when I was almost exactly your age, and the seniors, so I wrote an article about, you know, how Havara is, like, really the paradigmatic Malacha, based on this Gemara, that, you know, fire really represents human creativity. And so whether you say Havar l'lav yatzas or l'chalik yatzas, especially l'chalik yatzas, right? Why this malacha of all malachos, right, in terms of establishing that each malacha has its own integrity, because it's really, in a way, the av tipus. It was the first creative act of Adam Harishon because it facilitates all other creative acts, right? If you can't see, right, you'll be banging into everybody and spilling things, right? You know, Vatiznach Mishalom Nafshi. It's reminiscent, that's our second Hanukkah connection for the day, right? Ner Beso, Kodem Ner Hanukkah, right? Chav Gemel Beis, Mishum Shalom Beso. If you're in the dark, right, first of all, you'll bang into things. Second of all, you'll spill things. Third of all, right, you know, nobody's going to have a good time. So it's the Malacha, which is, you know, triggers all the Malachos. Yeah, Ivan, go ahead.
If it's the paradigmatic malacha, why wouldn't there be ever any hava mina that it should be l'lav yatzas? It should be more chomer than all the other ones.
Yeah, right. So it works better l'chalek yatzas. I think what I said is that the lav yatzas, to go back and check at the time, but that if you want to go the lav yatzas direction, that what it does is it may be in some sense a hechsher for other malachos. In other words, it's just what I was saying, is that it creates, you know, the opportunity, if you can see what you're doing, so then you could, you know, do Zoraya and Choresh and Kotzer, Ma'amer, you know, Dash Zora, Tochein, Merakid, you know, Vechule, Vechule. So in some sense, it might be like a Hechsher Malacha. That was my Svara, I think, Lalav Yatzas. But be that as it may, I think it's a really fascinating discussion. And Gufa, you know, Ilan, that might be actually the Kudas Samachokas, really might be Minakatsa Vyadakatsa. One person considers it paradigmatic, the other one says maybe it's a little bit less. But in any event, you know, this Gemara really supports the idea. It was such a malacha, Hashem, Allah Bedaito, to do it himself, but he, you know, he delayed it for, you know, Adam Harishon. Okay. Mishim Liel Omer, Perad Bime Ano Haya, Shenamar, Hu Ano Asher, Matzah, Sayamim Bamidbar. Right, we just have this at the end of Parshas Vayishlach. Dershe Chamur Sayomim Ana Psul Haya, that Ana was the product of a highly illegitimate union, that his mother was his grandmother, his father was his brother, Ayvei. The Fika Chevi Psul Olam, Shenamar, Ilavine Seir Achori, this is the opposite, obviously, perspective about the Perad, Uchse, Vele Bene Sivon, Vaya Vana. Malamid Shabbat Sivon al Imo, the Holy Mina Ana, Vidilma Trey Anahavu, the Gemara tries to say, you know, say it ain't so. Amarava Amina Milsa de Shwar Malka, Lo Amaro, Manu Shmuel, Ikadamir Papa Amina Milsa de Shwar Malka, Lo Amaro, Manu Rava, Amar Kra, Hu Ana de Me Ikara. Again, we're referring to Rava or Rabba as Shwar Malka because, you know, their words were so clear. Kedin Hayotse Rashi says, Mi Pia Melech Shemiskayim, you know, it was Hakol Sharir Vekayim. Tan Rabbanan Asar Dvarim Yeru, Rar Shabbos Ben Hashem Hashem Tzilhein, Be'er Man Keshes, Ksav Mechtav, Luchos Kivro Shel Moshe, Me'ara Shama Ben Moshe, Ve'Eliyahu. Which again, to me, is just like the most fascinating thing in the world. We know that Eliyahu is on Har Chorev, but the idea that he was exactly in the spot where Moshe Rabbeinu was, right? The level that Eliyahu achieved, basically, right? Right? The, you know, Eliyahu Lomes, he just ascended to the heavens. You know, the only two people to ascend to heaven, you know, ever were Moshe and Eliyahu. Moshe came down. The people thought a little bit late, but he came down. Vayaram kim kivosheish Moshe laredes minahar. Eliyahu will come down. Hine anochi shaleach lachem es Eliyahu hanavi. So they were in the same ma'ara. Amazing. Psichas piyatun, psichas piyaretz, levoz harashav, yesham raf makos shalaron, shkei deho fracheha, right, vayotze perach, vayatze tzitz, vayikmol shkeidim, vayosh omrim af hamazikin, vayosh omrim af bigdo shal adam harishon. So Rashi brings two deos here, chakukos bo kol min chayu behema, and then it was given to Nimrod, and Esav killed Nimrod, right, so those are the chamudos, bigdei chamudos. Rashi says, vani shamati begadav shal adam harishon hainu kosnos or Shahayulo, right? So it's a makom for you guys to be misguided there a little bit to try to figure out what the meaning is. Chakukos bo kol min chayo behema. What's the nature of that image? Certainly, like it relates to the idea of shlita, right? Uridu b'gas hayam b'vov hashamayim. But that first day in Rashi, one of you guys will, you know, in your chidushei agados, you'll relate to what exactly Rashi was driving at there in terms of this image of begadim that are nechkakos b'minei chayos u'behemos. Tana Rabbanan Shiva Dvarim mechusin b'bnei Adam. Love this Gemara. Elohein Yom Hamisa. If Hashem wanted us to know, He would tell us. Really, He doesn't want us to know because b'choleis yu b'gadecha levanim. We should live every day like it's the last day that we'll ever, you know, have the opportunity to be, you know, Ovedas Hashem. Yafeh sha'achas b'tshuv ma'isi tov ma'olam hazeh yoser mikol chayolam haba. It is fleeting. It is fleeting. And He hid it from us because He wants us to, you know, approach it with that intensity. V'yom ha'nechama, Rashi says, shekol adam masa yisnachem yidagaso, when are people going to have a sense, everybody has their own da'agos, very fascinating Rashi. You could have said that it's related to more klali, you know, tzipisa liyeshua, kind of, imos ha'mashiach, whatever. Omek hadin is, you know, the full depths of any halacha. Rashi says, Harov Toinbo, Ve'en Adam Yodea Ma Belibo Shel Chavero, which is really true. Margala Befumayhu De My Father, that En Adam Yodea Ma Belibo Shel Chavero, right? People are infinitely complex. Always tall and really hard to know what's going on with somebody. You know, it's important. It's important to try to anticipate other people's needs, to try to understand what their challenges are, to be sensitive to other people. Right? Again, the Mafteach Shal Parnasa, the Gemara in Reish Tainis, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not Moser B'Yad Shliach, U'Malchus Beis David Matai Tachzor. That's the clear reference to Yemos HaMashiach. U'Malchus Chayeves Masai Tichla. We just said, Ro'o Sava Nafshi V'Yagon Kochi Chila. We're waiting for this, we're looking for Kadosh Baruch Hu to hold Malchus Edom accountable. Ki archa lanu hayeshua vein ketzli meharaah hakeim lanu roim shiva. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us this, but he didn't tell us, and it wasn't like an oversight on his part. He said, "Oh, I forgot to tell you. When Malchus Beis David is coming, I forgot to tell you. When the Rishayim will be nidon." But the Rambam says, Ein adam yodea dvarim elu ech sheyiu ad sheyiu. So the klal gadol, the Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim, is lo yarech v'divrei agados, not to tipeach atzmos shan shem b'chashvei kitzin, not to spend any time on trying to figure these things out, but to orient oneself towards the things that are immutable, eternal, halacha itself. Tan rabbanu shlosh dvarim alu b'machshav liibaros v'im lo alu dinhu sheyalu. Hashem would have needed to consider them al hameshi asriach. Rashi says something really fascinating, because if not, people would just hold on to the debt of their family. Otherwise, it would really be impossible for people to function. That food should eventually rot. And the reason for that is otherwise we'd have hoarders. That the matbeya should be, yotze ba'olam. Okay. So Hashem definitely considered all these things, and if he didn't consider it, b'din haya, that he would have considered it. That's a funny formulation. Makom shenagu lasas malach v'tishva v'osin, makom shenagu shelo lasas malach enosin, v'chol makom tamidei chachamim b'teilin. Mishigam l'omer, l'olam yasa d'matzmo tamid chacham. I hope everybody has fond memories of this from our brachos days. Yohara. What's the definition of Yohara? Is it being poresh minat zibur? That's one day, or is it, as we said, sort of imagining that you're having illusions, delusions, confusions about spiritual grandeur? So we'll have a chance to go over that. So Amar Shmuel in Tainis Tzibor B'Babel, right? Because they don't need Geshamim. This is fundamentally, there's no Tainis Tzibor, even if there goes there a Tainis under other circumstances. Rashi says, Hol v'yin tzrichin l'geshamim, goes in all davar acher. Ein chomer tainis tzibur noig bo lechom ibod yom v'liaser b'malacha u'shar chomrei ha'amurim sham. Yeah. So you don't have those chomros of mibod yom and malacha el tishba b'bilvad. L'meimer nitzav shmuel tishba b'in ashmash shlo aser v'amer shmuel tishba b'in ashmash shlo moter v'chiseima k'tav shmuel kol tainis tzibur b'in ashmash shlo moter v'anat nan ochen v'shosin mibod yom l'mutei mai l'miutei mai lav l'miutei b'in ashmash shlo l'miutei mishecha sheicha. So it's an amazing thing, but he would tell you Ben Hashmash is actually permissible. Name Messiah Le Mitishva of the Yom HaKippurim, Ela Shazas Veko Aser. And if you think you're talking about Ben Hashmashos, right? It's not a Suffolk Yom, versus Lila, somebody knows, but like as the Rav said, right, it's Yom and Lila. It's an irreconcilable Suffolk, it's a dialectical Zman, Meshitasa. Shazas Veko Aser, Vizes Veko Mutter, Samais Veko Mutter, Labin Hashmashos, Lo. So the Gemara says maybe means something else. Kadav Rav Shisha, Bredu Ravidi. The kivia di yarcha, that if you're not sure what day Rosh Chodesh falls out, Hachanami, the kivia di yarcha. So Rashi says, Lasser shne yamim, kimisab galanim avru based in Chodesh shavari lo. So it sounds like from Rashi that for Yom Kippur, right, a person would actually, have to keep 2 days, like they did, famously in Shanghai, when the Mir Yeshiva, which was saved by Sugihara, the Japanese consul in Vilna. So they kept 2 days. They weren't sure exactly the dateline. Okay, so Tosus says no, it doesn't mean that. In the far go b'nei vavel shen yodin masai yehuk b'chodesh reisosol shesuchim lasos yom kippur shnei yamin. Can't mean that. D'behed yom resov perakam d'rashana shen osim al yom echad. Elohachi perush, it's achas b'shana, right? Xeris hakasim. Hachi perush shesveko asr mistapik afilu beretz yisrael masai yehuk b'chodesh It's not midyan yom tov sheni shel golios, but let's say you're walking in the midbar, right? So we know that for Shabbos you just start counting, you know, every 7 days. But for Yom Kippur, you know, if you get confused, you do 2 days. Kedin kol sveikos deraisa, diazlinan lechumra. Okay. So hiksha rajba, the mashal kriya diarchin chalukin ala chodirayim shabin, vayom akipurim tosefto aser. V'tishabav tosefto mutter. Tiritzvit l'mari l'vdvarim d'shaychi v'taynis atzma. The tosefes is in addition to. It's not, you know, in expression of. Okay. Darish Rava Ubros Minikos Misanos Mashlimos Bo Kedarach Shemisanos Mashlimos Bioma Kippurim. Right, and this is the Afuke, the other Tamios, where we're very liberal with Ubros Minikos, right? There's an entire literature that they're Misanos Velo Mashlimos, right? As is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, there's a minhag that they should try and fast, but again, take a look, Ayin Sham in the Ber Halacha, that there's a plenty of grounds to be lenient if it's a b'makom tzar, and many, many, many poskim of recent generations, it says that the default is that they really don't have to, and I'm not only talking about, you know, shana shenidches, but that, you know, there's been a kind of a yiridas hadoros in that regard. You know, many poskim, even when it comes to Tisha B'Av, are very concerned about hapalas havlad, and, you know, take, especially if there's any kind of a history. This is a very, very important Gemara, halacha l'maisa, and we can talk about all these issues of sakanas havlad, very, very important issue, the Gemara in Erechim, Daf Zayin, right, that b'chal Shabbos for sakanas havlad, so, you know, kol shekein, anything that's derabanan, even Tisha B'Av, but be that as it may, this default position would be ubros minikos dina de Gemara misanos humashlimos bo, even though it's obviously the rabbanon. Ben Hashmasher Shalom Aser. V'chinam Rishmei the Rabbi Yochanan. Yamar Rabbi Yochanan. Halachim Rabbi Yochanan. Tisha B'Av Beinu Ketanis Tibor. My love. Ben Hashmasher Shalom Malacha. Some Malacha Tanina. Malcolm Shenagul Aser Malacha Tisha B'Av Osin. Malcolm Shenagul Shalom Aser Osin Osin. V'chinam Rabbi Shimon Lo Amar El Dechiyase V'Lo Avid Lo Mechzi Kiyora. V'Lo Meisar Lo Aser. Rabbi Shimon Lial just said, you know, everybody should aspire to be a Talmid Chacham in this regard, to have a greater sense of, you know, Kol Misabel Yerushalayim Zoch Chavirah Ben Echmasa, but he didn't say there was any kind of a formal Isser involved. Elamai, Eno Ketanis Tibor, Letfilas Ni'ilav, Rami Yochanan, Halavai Shispal Adam Kol Ayom Kulo, Hasa Mechova Hacha Rishos, right? When Yochanan said that, he said that that is an actual obligation, but on a Tanis Tibor, there is actually an obligation of Ni'ilav. Ibois Ema, Mayeno Ketainis Tibor, the Esrim Barba, to add the additional 6 brachos. So the Bali Tosfos pick up on the fact, you say, well, I don't know why you're asking the Kasha from Yochanan, Halvai Shis Padna Kol Yom Kulo, that he always thinks that you could add in Tfilos, right? Because Rabbi Yochanan only says that in the Gemara in Brachos, B'makom Savik is Palal, well, B'vadai is Palal, he doesn't say that, right? So nonetheless, the Bali Tosfos come to the conclusion that mide Rabbi Yochanan Amar besafek hispalel, that there's no chashash bracha levatala and halvai shispalel them kol yom kulo. So mide that nishma to Tainis Tibor that he should be open to additional tefilos. Just read that inside. Mikol makom parach shapir kivne Rabbi Yochanan osafek mechav lispalel and kain b'tishbav dami Tainis Tibor bechamad varim Tainis Tibor ikat tefilas nila b'tishbav dami ispalel. U'mishani the Gemara responds hasam chov achar rishus peirosh al dagami rishus. So like it's totally a rishus Tisha B'Av olav chova havi ela mitzvah miha ika, right? There's always a mitzvah, but you can't say it's a chova. So different gradations. Chova by the Tainis Tibor be a mitzvah, you know. Let's say in the context of Tisha B'Av and a rishus, any other time. Okay. Halavai shis paladam kol yom kulo. Fascinating halacha. Rav Papa Amar. My Enoch and Tainis Tibor, Enoch and Rishonos, Ela Ka'acharonos, Ve'asura. Meaning, going back to the original Deya in the Gemara, that in terms of the Isser Malacha, the Acharonos are the most Chamuros. So there, Ben Hashmash, is Asr, Same Sve. Emi Tishma, Vyoma Kippur, and Lash, Shazes, Fekos, Oz, Besach, Sveko Mutter, My Sveko Mutter, Labin Hashmash, Shalom, Amr, Shisha, Beder, Vidi, Lo, Likriya, Diarch, as we saw. So, Hala, Chol, Dvarim, Zavazah, Shavin, Misadli, Reb Lazar, Dermel Lazar, Asalal, Adam, obviously, we're talking about Rechitza Shaltanda, not Lahavir, Tzawar, or whatever it is. So meisve in bin tishvav the tiny sibar loshes asar b'siyas malacha v'zem mutar b'siyas malacha. Makom shenagu halachol divrim zevzeh shavin v'ilu gabi tiny sibar tanya shamru asar berchitz alamr lakol gufo alapanav yadav raglav lo. So apparently there are more differences. Amr papa tana kule kule ksani. We're only dealing with the kulos. We're dealing with the kulos of Tisha B'Av relative to Yom Kippur. And we're also dealing with the kulos of Tisha B'Av relative to Tainis Tzibor. The kula of Tisha B'Av relative to Tainis Tzibor has to do with Malacha. Tainis Tzibor is outright Aser B'Malacha. Tisha B'Av is Mutter B'Malacha, but subject to Minag. But there are many chumras that Tisha B'Av has over Tainis Tzibor, including Rechitza. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So now the Yohara would be very fond memories for us, hopefully. So the name of the Rishim will be all Sabr Lachashin and the Yohara, right? That if everybody's going to say, you know, I'm such a big Talmud Chacham, I'm like so engrossed in Jewish history, I'm feeling the tsar of Churban, you know, Beis Elokeinu. So, you know, that in, as we used to say, you know, that in 250 will get you in the subway. We actually used to say that in the $1.50 would get you on the subway, but you know we've had to adjust for the MTA and their financial laws. So in any event, you know we're always a little bit concerned that person's gonna you know be too big for their britches, as my mother likes to say. So Rabbanan Zavri Chayshin on the Yora Ve'Aybchal Shamin on the Detan Chasan Im Yirtz LeKro Kriat Shema Laila Harishon. Ah, can't go one night without Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. Right, anybody who misses Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim once in their lives, you know, it's Ki'ilu Lo Kiblu Miyamav. So, Kari Rishimuli Omer Lo Kol Rotsa Litos Hashem Yitol. You know, not everybody can be, you know, Huchzak Chacham V'Chasid L'Rabim. That was the Rashi in Brachos, which I have here on the page for me. Or as Rashi says here, the Keser Precious V'Yiras Chet, right, that I can't miss a single night. So Rabbi Shimon Leo was a big skeptic on that. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mukhlefes Hashita. Let's just switch everything around and we'll go home early. And you know, we're not going to have to work through the Svaras. We'll just say we got the names backwards. So Rabbi Shisha Breder of Edi says, Lo Tepuch. Rabbanan the Rabbanan Lokashia, Hacha, Kim the Chliyama, Abdi Malacha, Reviu Lav, Lo Avid, Machziki Yorah. Because again, the Rabbanan defined Yorah as Parish Minat Zibur. So everybody's doing Malacha. And he says, you know, I'm suffering Churban Beis Avokeinu. That's Machziki Yara. It's Parish. It's Parish Minat Zibur. Avol Hasam came to Chulei Alma Kari Viunami Kari. So he's not Yora because he's saying, look, you know, B'toch Hami Anochi Oshaves. You know, everybody else is davening Ma'ariv, so I'll daven Ma'ariv. Ah, it's true, I got married tonight, but okay. So you know, who am I? You know, I'll you need a minion. I'm there. Okay, let me bring my mask. So Viunami Kari. So Lo Machziki Yara. Rabbi Shimon Liel, Rabbi Shimon Liel, Lokasha, Hasam, who the Bain and Kavan, Avan and Sade, Lomati, Kivne Date, Machzi Kiora. And he says, no, it's okay, you know. I understand that I'm getting married, but when it comes to Kabbalah, Smalcha, Shamayim, I'm your man. So, you know, that is Machzi Kiora. Avahacha, Lo Machzi Kiora, because again, he doesn't define it as Porish Minat Zibur. He defines it as somebody making, like, you know, this. Religiously ostentatious comment. But as we know, when it comes to Malacha, if he's just abstaining from Malacha, you know, everybody will just think he's lazy. Malachi, the laisle, pukhazi, kamabatlani, kabishuka. So, you know, again, we're not, you know, championing Atzlanos per se, but it is helpful, as we've seen on a number of occasions. You know, if you want to be machmir, you know, in various situations, the ability to pose as, you know, a rather indolent individual, you know, has some halachic utility. Okay, so Katie, not an Atzlan.
When we said that the difference between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av is that Sveikol Aser versus Sveikol Mutar B'Kfiyah D'Yarcha, but we don't ever have 2 days of Yom Kippur. So how could
that's what Tosus was saying. So Tosus came up with the.